My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue to critique the video chat between Davin and his scammer, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
I go, I don't know. I have all these emotions, and your little cousin is watching. She laughs. I go, glad you were amused, wise ass, and I laugh. He was there to help, but he could not get the mic working. Some computer guy he is, LOL.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
She laughs. The headset was not working well. I go, clearly, but I could hear noises, but never you. Sad face. At least I got to see you smile and laugh. Happy face. She goes, was also hearing noise. Don't know where it was coming from. I go, the cafe people should have helped you. On the bright side, I saw the most distracting shirt I've ever seen. Devil face. She goes, LOL, I didn't know it was that distracting. I go, I don't believe you for one second. I go, you win. You have a sexy body. Remember, she told me she has a sexy body. You are one of the prettiest women I have ever seen. I should stop or your house will not be able to contain the swollen head I am giving you. Because remember, she gets cocky.
A swollen head in your pants.
Yeah.
She laughs and smiles.
True.
Excuse me, child. Leave the room. Daddy needs to work. I go, so was I what you expected? She goes, yeah, it was. You were more cute than I expected. She goes, was I what you also expected? I go, what'd you expect? One eye and a horn on my head?
Well, she knows you're Jewish. No, she doesn't.
No, I was for a few weeks. I don't know what we are in. Even I've lost track.
Episcopalian now.
Well, there's always the voodoo, so.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I go, you were prettier than I expected. You are silly, too, which I think is a real turn on. She was silly.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like that in a fake chick in a real relationship or a real relationship in a fake, whatever the hell I'm dealing with. She goes, you were also really funny in a bunch of smiley faces. I go, I'm supposed to be. I think it is great, even though we could not speak with each other, we could at least laugh together. And that is huge. To actually have that type of communication with, you know, somebody who we've never done this with and be able to communicate in that way with laughter and smiles without words, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Do you want to continue or do you want to hear what the chat saying at the moment?
They can interrupt.
Okay. Tom says, without the video, I can tell that she was coerced into this. She's being brought into this for effect. And Morgan says, yes, she is. They don't allow women into the internet cafes, which brings up a question for me. Did you see any other women there?
I did not.
Very good point. Very good
Interesting.
Point.
Morgan said, to get a better idea of the country and the culture, you can watch some of their movie videos on YouTube.
Here's the thing, though. Morgan is getting that a lot of that from the same information where all the naysayers said it would never happen.
Right.
What you people need to wrap your head around is, and what I've been telling, what I've been saying since day one is, this is not usual.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so fascinating. So throw your stupid rules out the window. It's serious, because this doesn't happen.
Most of the time
when you're talking to a chick, you're really talking to a dude.
But that's really an interesting point.
They
don't let the women.
But she was there.
And why?
Because they knew she had to be out for faith. It's what, like we said, it's either one of two things. Either they're luring me in, and they're using her, and they knew they had to bring her in for this.
Yeah.
Or, listen, man, it's a major catch if you can get an American.
Yeah.
So either, and maybe.
It's a bit of both.
Maybe it's a bit of both.
You got to remember, we've been talking a lot, many hours for a long time.
Yeah.
And we have shared things. We have gotten closer in the past few weeks. It's gotten past some of that superficial stuff.
Right.
So we are connecting. And that connection is taking place on the screen between the two of us. So there could be real feeling. I said, I really like this person.
Yeah.
At times, I really like chatting with this person.
Yeah.
I've said that. I'm sure there's some level of that. We don't know why she's there.
Stop 1 second. You both like chatting with. You both like chatting.
Well,
with
she
her.
Might not like chatting.
But what
with
I'm saying
me.
Is, hypothetically, in your mind, you both like chatting with her, right?
Yeah.
All right. They got their job, and we got ours. What goes on in between is circumstantial.
Right. Listen,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
It's, I'm readily admitting it might be part of the scam, but what I'm telling all these scam baiters is. It's not what you think it is.
Right.
You think you have your rules. They think they don't do this. I've proven time and time again, if you go back to this story where she came clean and everything, that this is not the usual thing.
Right. And I'm saying, she likes you. You like her. They got their job. And we got ours.
And I don't forget it.
And at the end of the day, that's the deal.
Absolutely.
That's the deal.
Morgan's is back. No, Davin. I go out and research for the information. I check and double-check on my own. I don't listen to the naysayers. I have a brain enough to do research on my own. And Tom said they posted pics of her, so they knew they needed her for the video chat.
Yep. Yeah.
And she agreed with them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But you do all your research, and nobody's ever seen this before.
Right.
So you need to add another paragraph in the book.
They're up in their game.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, that's what I'm saying. Well, they don't do this. No. Clearly they did. Clearly something is – that's what makes this, like I said time and time again, makes this so much different than Flory was. Flory was by the book.
Right.
The crappy poetry, the phone calls where she doesn't remember who the hell
because
you are.
Because it could have been a different group of scammers.
Yeah.
That there's all sorts of groups
but
of
right.
people. You got one group that does things, the better group, and the semi –
Yes. Yeah. Flory was by the book with the bad English and the pushiness for the money. This is different.
Yeah.
The game has changed, and that's part of what this does. So you can keep on saying, well, I've done my research. Yeah. Well, you're researching this right now, so now go report back to everybody that they need to be careful because the game has changed, and here's the proof. That's my point.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
I'm also,
yeah. Okay.
And I'm also saying, and I'm going to say it again like a broken record, it's the last time I'm going to say it, I think we have something here. I think we do. We love chatting with each other. That's right. You do. You both do. They got their job. We got ours.
Well, it seems better
at
their job.
But I'm saying, at the end of the day, we got our jobs to do.
Yeah.
And all the
are you betting
stuff,
against me?
I'm not betting against you, but what I'm telling you is all the sweets that we might have, we all got our jobs to do.
Right.
And we're all
right.
trying to get them done.
We are already late, so let's get through this.
Okay.
But that was my point to Morgaine.
Okay,
You can do all the research you want. Here's your new education.
Right. Well,
you're
making it sound like... You were saying that you thought it sounded to me like you were trying to say that she was for real.
She could be. We don't know.
Right.
We got to let this play out.
Right. They're still saying steadfastly no.
Right. Because they always want to say no. Because they always want to say no. But I'm saying is now you have to. Because Joe always said, "Well, let's see the video chat. Let's see the video chat." Every lie we've put for them, they've done.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's see the video chat. Well, we got it. What's their deal during this
now?
What are they trying to pull?
But all I'm saying is every time you say, let's see them do this to prove it, they do it.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.